To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Mike Lamp. The State Board of Education is working on updating standards for social studies, while some state lawmakers say the board is trying to thwart the law. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Caucuses representing 45 lawmakers sent a letter to the board to restore dozens of references to African Americans, Latinos, LGBTQ people, and others that were stripped from the latest revision. A 2019 law requires the contributions and experiences of minority groups be included in the standards. State Board member Steve Durham worries the standards will be too complex.
By dealing with the volume of things we are dealing with here, we really are not accomplishing the objective of teaching essential elements in American history.
The State Board hopes to finalize the update by the end of the year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
New federal research finds Colorado and other states that depend on the Colorado River could have much less water by 2080. Katrina Bennett is with the Los Alamos National Laboratory. Her research predicts the river's water supply will shrink even more from human-caused climate change.
We saw a lot of decline where traditionally we would see a lot of snow being held and retained and released during snowmelt periods.
Bennett also says Colorado could lose half its snowpack in the coming decades. One water-saving measure is now in place. The state will pay homeowners to dig up their non-native grass lawns under a new state law. The turf replacement program will pay property owners to replace their lawns with more water-efficient landscaping. The interim president of Colorado State University says he will not apply for the permanent position. Rick Miranda is the CSU system's chief academic officer. He's president temporarily while the school searches for a new leader. CSU President Joyce McConnell is stepping down at the end of this month. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.